from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch, from scratch.
Welcome to this week's From Scratch. I'm Martin Cousins and...
My name is Nigel Payne.
Dear listener, it's a sunny day and Nigel and I in the green room, our pre-podcast chat, we were discussing what we would talk about. And I've been away for a couple of days and Nigel said, oh, that sounds interesting. Why don't you talk about it? So we are going to talk about the thinking environment. And for those of you who don't know what that is, this is based on the work of Nancy Klein, who's written two books around this. One's called Time to Think, and the other one is More Time to Think. So I've had an introduction into some of that work this week. So Nigel thought it'd be quite interesting to talk about that, didn't you?
I did. It's fascinating. I think it's fascinating for three reasons. The first one is that I actually spend a small portion of my time persuading busy senior people, chief executives and others, to stop, sit down and listen, as opposed to always presenting their opinions on the move. And you'd think that that kind of active listening process would be so obvious, but it often isn't. And it's often, in a very small way, life-changing. The second thing is that when I was walking through, I think it was in Milan, I was walking down a little street in Milan, and there was the EY, Ernst & Young, big office in Milan, huge. But they had this massive television screen, and the television screen was kind of pushing ideas. One of the ideas that I took a picture of, because I thought it was so good, was if you ask better questions, you get better answers and you solve bigger problems. And I completely agree. You ask better questions, you get better answers, you solve bigger questions. So when you talked about thinking, I immediately aligned all of those things together. It seems to me that we don't spend enough time thinking, we don't spend enough time listening, and we don't spend enough time asking questions which give better answers, or better questions that give better answers. So does that align in any way with what was happening in your 2 days?
Yes, it does. And I think I would go a bit deeper than that around the idea of it's a process. So this the thinking environment is what it says. It's an environment. So you create it. And so thinking takes place between more than one person. And so there are quite a few elements that help create an environment where this takes place. Now, you put your finger on it when you said people are always too busy. So there are lots of reasons why we don't have time to think clearly. So the whole thing is about working with someone to generate thinking, to help them generate their own thinking. It is not an exchange. So exchanges like the one we're having now mean that, you know, I'll say something and you might build on that and we might go in all sorts of directions. But what we want is this kind of moment where someone starts thinking, they're just invited to think about something they'd like to think about, and they keep going. You can do it in pairs. So you'd have the other person would be giving them very good attention, but they're not leading them in any way about their content. So they're not sort of nodding along or looking like they're in agreement with everything. They're just giving them a calm attention. But it's that attention and the ability for someone just to be thinking about one thing or thinking it through that basically generates, you know, people will generate their own thoughts on the topic that they are choosing. So I've spent a couple of days doing a bit of that, and it's really interesting to see what happens. This all sounds so kind of painfully basic and obvious.
But it isn't.
It's not, because everyone, you know, what you're doing is saying we've got lots of thinking inside us, and it's about giving the space to that, and it is about being heard, and that's really important. So when I'm doing it with you, for example, I'm not nodding along agreeing with you. I'm like an instrument here in this environment. I'm just helping make this happen, and it's not for me to pass any judgment on what you're talking about. That's not the point. The point is I can give you the attention that helps you carry on thinking. And if you, in the process, it's quite interesting because if you stop and pause, then the person that's giving the attention would use certain question to prompt more thinking and keep going until the person who's doing the thinking is saying, look, that's, you know, I'm done. I've got to where I want to get to. The reason I like it is because I think if we have good thinking, we get to better solutions. And a lot of the work that I'm involved in is the solution end. And actually, you end up realizing that you have to crank up to a much higher level to go to where the thinking needs to be, because you can't abstract up from a solution to thinking, but you can go the other way down. So you've done the thinking, so then you can think about the solutions. It doesn't really work the other way around. And I think this idea of just being heard in that way, uninterrupted. How many listeners could say they have 5 minutes in a week where they have uninterrupted thinking time to just go into something in a bit more depth? Maybe people do, but I don't.
Most people don't. But I also think that what you're doing is actually going down. You're going down through the layers. So it's not what, it's what caused what. What caused what, yeah. What? You're going down. And that process is incredibly profound and very, very important. And possibly the only way we're going to solve some of the complex problems of today is to think better, think longer, and think at higher quality, if you like. So that was very, very interesting, Marty. I'm very glad you shared that with us. It's actually a really important 2 days of your life.
Yeah.
And I'll see the products of your greater thinking from this point onwards. So I look forward to it.
Watch out, everyone. Thanks, Nigel.
Pleasure, Martin, as always. From scratch.